Welcome back and thank you for tuning in again. I want to jump right back into a topic we've been discussing regarding the sufferings of Christ. And you may be asking yourself or wanting to ask me, what is the purpose of these sufferings? The way I understand it, a great purpose of these sufferings is to bring obedience into our lives, to be submissive to the will of God and bring us into His will and His correction so that we're walking on His path and following after Him in the way, in the manner that He would have. That's my understanding in that, and I'm going to break it down a little bit more today, hopefully giving some enlightenment. Our text today is going to be Hebrews 5 and 8, and I want to pause a moment and just make sure you understand that sufferings is not about being a martyr. I don't want you to pick up a martyr spirit and think that you can have more sufferings and it's going to make you more like Christ. These are sufferings that the Lord brings your way. He's the only one that can do that. You can't inflict your own sufferings to get His goal. Now, you might inflict some sufferings on yourself, but it's not going to bring forth His goal, His purpose. So His sufferings bring forth His purpose in your life. So be careful with that and don't pick up a martyr spirit or a poor me spirit. We have to really watch that. There's a spirit of emotionalism that's very easy to take hold. And we don't want that. And we don't want to be ministering that into someone else's life. That is why I am careful about ministering personal experiences. My emotional experience is not going to help you. My spiritual experience will. So perhaps I will relate back to a personal experience where Christ was made manifest and brought forth through the Spirit in my life. And it might touch on an emotional situation. However, if I minister to you in a spirit of emotionalism, that's not going to help you. But ministering to you by the Spirit of Christ, now that is going to help you, and that is what's going to bring you out. My pity party is not going to help you. So don't be putting your pity party out on somebody else. Get on your knees, get in tune with God, and let's get through these things and let Him mature us and gain the victory in these areas of our lives. So that's a little groundwork here today of Sufferings 101, maybe, if you want to call it that. But be real careful about getting bogged down in emotions, and especially if you're listening to someone that's a minister, really stay in tune with that. If you hear a lot of emotional things coming out and talking a lot about pity parties and woe is me and all the bad things, we really need to be in tune and just check ourselves when we're hearing that and make sure that these things that we're hearing are lining up with the Word of God and bringing forth deliverance. That these things being ministered to us are going to bring forth deliverance in our lives and not an emotional, you know, hug fest and tears just because of a bad situation. We really must be diligent to minister by the Spirit of God and bring forth life into our lives and others. So that's my groundwork there. And now I want to get right into the Word. Hebrews 5 and 8. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. So let's break this down. I prayed over the scripture. I have heard it ministered before several times, and I enjoyed it, and it made sense to me at the time, and it bore witness in my spirit. But as I would get home and study and ponder on it more, I said, now, I'm not sure that I really understand what the Word is saying here, Lord. You know, we have to apply ourselves. Things don't just fall on us spiritually. We have to get in and study the Word, apply our brains, apply our bodies. We have to process things and see how the Spirit of God is going to open our understanding, because when He does, it is like no other. I can tell you there's no experience much greater, I don't think, than the Spirit of God opening up your understanding to a scripture, because it opens a key to a door in your life that you can enter in for more growth in Him. So that's why we want to keep pursuing Him. Let's break this scripture down today. All right, this portion of the scripture that says, yet learned he. All right, that's New Testament 3:1-9. And that means accustomed to to accustom oneself to something or being in the habit of, okay? So let's think on that a minute. All right, the next one we're going to break down is obedience. New Testament 5:2-1:8, compliance or submission. Boy, did that word really stand out to me, submission. So look at obedience as submission. All right, suffered. That's that word we've been talking about. So let's look at suffering here, or suffered. New Testament 3:9-5:8, to experience a sensation usually painful. So to experience that began giving me an insight into suffering that I hadn't necessarily seen before. So as I broke down each one of those words, I reformed the scripture with these definitions, and it really made a lot of sense to me. He became accustomed to submission by the things which he experienced. Isn't that beautiful? The things that he experienced all through his life, that is how he learned obedience. So you can look at suffering, yes, experiencing something painful, but there are other experiences as well that teach you that submission. And you get used to it. You become accustomed to submission by these things which you experience. When you take it on like that, it breaks it down to me, it did anyway, for a more applicable way for my life that I could understand and actually not live in fear of suffering, but to begin to understand that these afflictions, these things are bringing me to become accustomed to being submitted to the Spirit of God in my life. I hope that really resonates with you today. I want you to take those words, replay it, back it down, back it up, look up the words, and ask the Lord to let it be made alive within you so that you can apply it to your life, so that you can mature and grow in Him. God bless you. Thank you again for turning in today, and I hope to see you very soon. Bye-bye.